Okay, Leini Shir in Sefer Derech Hashem, Wednesday afternoon, Yom Dalet LePashas Naso, Tes Iyar, Wednesday, May 23rd or something like that. Yes, May 23rd, Tes Iyar. We're calling it Shir number 53. And we're learning Derech Hashem. We're up to section 2, Perek 4. We'll start again from the beginning of Perek Balad. Perek Gimel talks about the individual and different things that happen to the individual, and it's all on a very individual level. Perek 4 is not as heavy. It is as heavy, but not to us. You learn Perek Gimel, you feel very, you feel, my goodness, this is what's going on in my life. These are the possible reasons that could be going on. Perek 4 is like learning a philosophy class. We don't think it's that nogeyos. It is, obviously, but it doesn't feel like it's nogeyos everyday lives. So he starts off in the first paragraph in Perek Dalet, section 2. One of the deeper aspects of Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhog of the Bria, when Yisrael v'umus ha'olam. Now, if he talked about individuals, now he's going to talk about the Jew and the non-Jew. The Jew is a different species. This is clear in many svarim and many sources. And he's going to talk about the idea of the chosen people, the idea that we have the opportunity to bond with Hashem through Torah in a way that nobody else does, unless maybe they become Gerim, but we have this special, with the chosen people, we have different responsibilities than everyone else. Obviously we have the Torah, more mitzvahs, and we have a chelek in olam haba, and we have a nefesh alok ha'mimal. Well, it's all far beyond what a non-Jew has. We're not just talking physically; they're the same. As he goes on to say, "Shem Tzateva Anushi Nira Heyosim Shogun," they seem the same. And he doesn't just Bemis. Sorry, Heyosim Shogun Bemis. He doesn't. He's not just talking about. Not just talking about the physical. We have the same. Stomachs and the same spleen and the same lungs, but even we, a guy has a neshama also, a non-Jew has bechira, a non-Jew has spirituality, a non-Jew has a role to accomplish in this world, a non-Jew has a tzoron over him. He's going beyond the physical when he says that in many aspects we're the same. But nevertheless, obviously, in the Sanyani HaTorah, and shown in Shimon Gadol, but obviously there are vast differences besides how we relate to Hashem, how we're going to bond with Hashem. Torah, which is the word of Hashem, we have that, and the non-Jew doesn't have that. So he's going to explain all of this. He's going to explain this idea of the chosen people, how it came about. Who chose whom? When were we chosen? History starts off with Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon is the father of the entire world. Noah is the father of the entire world. Avram, he's going to say, and we're not even told, the Chumash doesn't tell you the story of Avram. We're not told.
Why, where, what, who
is Avram? Who is this guy? Yeah, the end of Noah, he married Sarah, Yista. We don't know anything about him. It doesn't even say the story with her cousin, which arguably. But that's not really the story that the
Rambam describes Avraham Avinu as the philosopher who figured out against the whole world that there's Hashem in the world, and he went around preaching it and arguing and debating people up to the point where he got thrown into the furnace by Nimrod because of his teachings. He was a revolutionary, he was seen as a dangerous person. So we were not told anything. So, and then it's his Zera. So that's the chosen people, and then Avraham is the one that's chosen, not us. Avraham was chosen to be special, and his descendants are his descendants. We just happen to be his descendants. We lucked out. But that's the basic. But he's going to explain all of this. He's going to explain. So in what way are we the same? In what way are we the same, and in what way are we different? When it's dull, we can mean in the south and Lagabri, and really we're a totally different species. And they'll explain in what way, and how, and why. In what way? How are we different species? The Maharal in his categorization of things in the world also categorizes the Jew as a different set than the non-Jew. He has domain, someach, chai, medaber non-Jew, medaber Jew. That's how the Maharal has it. We're used to domain, someach, chai, medaber, but really medaber is split into two. And it's not just split into two, it means that there's as much of a difference between Medaber non-Jew and Medaber Jew as there is between Domeim and Someach. So it's a world of difference between species. In Atun of Arminian Zebi or Mastic, I'm going to explain now what hopefully is another explanation. In what way they're alike, in what way we are alike. We are human beings. We're all descendants of like I say, of Adam, of Noach. What way are we the same, and what way are we different? Paragraph 2 says, on the Marisha called them Cheto, Ayim Matzavel, Yom Ma'od, Yimashu, Oda Matzav. We've taught almost to imagine the level of spirituality of the Marishan was almost like a malach. His guf, his chomer, was very ruchni. We're going to get back to that, Be'ezus Hashem and Olam Haba. That's the Ramchal's view of Olam Haba, is that the guf reconnects with the nefesh, and then the guf is not as gas, it's not as goofy as it is now. It's a spiritual, and Malachim have some aspect of guf in terms of spirituality. If it's spiritual guf, and that's what we're going to go, and that's what the Norwegian was. And the idea of Bechira was a whole different idea of Bechira. It wasn't an uphill battle. He didn't have any Hamshach al Ra. He didn't have Titus. It was just a question of choosing to do the right thing, more of an intellectual exercise than it didn't have that strong pull of a Bahami. Now we're Bahami, we need to sleep, we need to be married, we need to eat, we want to give pleasure to our guf. It was above all of that, because he had the ability to go against the will of Hashem. He had the ability of Bechira. But it wasn't even an uphill battle, because the Tzidduchot Tzavodos describes the battle as the Chomer battling the Nefesh or the Seichel. And then the Tzidduchot Tzavodos goes on to describe why the Chomer is so far ahead. Like by the time the person gets his Yetzer Tov, when he's Pasul Bar Mitzvah, so the score is already like the score's been run up. It's like on the first half of an inning, the other team already scored 100 runs until you even step up to the plate. So that's a problem. Then you're all battling uphill. But other Parishim wasn't like that. Madregas Manoshius humanity with the Yamatu Babu, so Madrega Mechbedas Ma'od. It was very rookie, it was like being a Malach almost. Uyil Lamaila Romanitzkis, ready for eternal Shlemos. He just had to get over the hump, he had to do whatever he had to do. He had to be Omi Minasoyon, and he would have attained and reached Shlemos, perfection. Perfection, if you remember Perek Gimel, right? Again, that's a very radical sentence, but then you read through the whole Perek Gimel, it's not so radical. To get into Olam HaBoy, you have to be perfect. You can't have any flaws. And Ramchal spends the whole Perek Gimel explaining how in the world we're going to get into Olam HaBoy, since we all have flaws. So what has to happen before we can get into Olam HaBoy? But Olam HaBoy is a state of perfection. It really makes sense if you think about it. We're not talking about Gan Eden. We're talking about Olam HaBoy. Be bond with Hashem. And if you think about it, you say, well, obviously, someone with even the teeniest flaw is not going to be able to connect to Hashem in a shameless way, because Hashem is perfect. So there's no room for any flaws. So it makes perfect sense logically to say you don't get into Olam HaBoy unless you're perfect. Then the question becomes, so what's going on? That's what he says to Olam HaBoy. Not my fault, he doesn't remember anything. He talks about Danim, he talks about Yisurim, he talks about a tzaddik being zocher for other people. Excuse me, I'm just expecting a lot of important calls. Hello? I can't talk to you now. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to call me back at 1. Just hide until 1 o'clock. Okay, bye. So Adam Marishan was ready to step into that. Complete perfection. And again, he's gonna go through the whole process. This is like a history, spiritual physics lesson of the development. It's like reading about the development of the atom, you know, the development of quantum mechanics, the development of who we are, what we are, our potential energy, our actual energy, how we get to Olam HaBoy. Adam HaRishon was ready to step into the state of complete perfection. That's what he calls the Maila Roma Nitzchis, to a high, a very lofty level. Moshe Zacharno, he was ready to just step into it, because of the way he was almost perfect already. His Gashmius wasn't really pulling him down. He had, as I say, probably an intellectual ability to choose the Ilulayachote, and if he wouldn't have been Chote, he would have attained perfection. Umisala on Ilui are Ilui. I'm not sure what that means. I guess there's different levels of perfection, and he would have been able to become more and more perfect. Higher and higher levels of perfection. I guess, you know, you're aiming up, maybe being closer to being a Malach, more like being a Malach. You can be perfect. Right, a perfect fourth grader, then you can be a perfect fifth grader, then you can be a perfect sixth grader. It doesn't mean the fourth grader has any flaws, it's just he's only in fourth grade. So perfection is whatever level he's on. And then you can go up and up and up. The Nebosu Amasuva told, what would have been? He would have given birth, he had his wife, Chava, he would have had children. Mispor Meshur, specific amount of Toledo, specific amount of generations, specific amount of people would have been born. The Chachmosi is for Hashem, determined by Hashem's wisdom. al pi amitos masheroi l'shleimus anen and betubi yisparach shemo. This is the way the Ramchal taught. Based on the way things should be, what is appropriate for the true existence of the shleimus of people to bask in their perfection, in their connection to Hashem. And there were people, and there would have been different levels of people. It's about to say in the next paragraph. People would be on different markets. There would be fourth graders, and fifth graders, and sixth graders, and seventh graders. These were his talmudos, these were his descendants. Not everybody is going to be as great as he was. They're going to be born perfectly, just like now, every child that's born is special perfect. And they each have their perfection, but they're different levels, because Hashem has a whole world to run, a whole universe to run, a whole Bria to run, and that needs different levels of perfection. So there would have been children, there would have been different madregas, there would have been different levels of perfection, but the shleimus would have been reached already. It wouldn't be a struggle, you wouldn't have to have history. You wouldn't have to have golos, you wouldn't have to have yisurit, you wouldn't have to have tragedies, you wouldn't have to have nisyonos, you wouldn't have to have all the things that are part of our daily lives, and we're so used to it that we think this is the normal way of living. But if other Marisha wouldn't have been chote, the normal way of living would have been to go from perfection to perfection. Other Marisha would have grown and steiged in being perfect. He would have given birth to perfect shleimus tikka talodos, and they would have different madrigos, because that would be the purpose of him having talodos, that Hashem wanted different attainments of perfection to be in the Bria. Hashem made a Bria for a reason. The perfection, you perfect the Bria as you perfect yourself. So whatever I'll be amikus masheroi l'shleimus amen l'shuvis word, no. Based on the appropriateness, the truth of how Hashem's goodness would best be perfected. So everybody would have shared this perfection with Adam, because these are his tolados. So once he reaches perfection, his tolados are also perfect.
Rabbi,
yeah.
We do say
the neshama
shouldn't have to be divided. So we all are starting out at that level of
No. The neshama itself, but the neshama is affected by Adam's hate, as he said in the first section, and as he said, it's on a lower madrega. It has to struggle to maintain. It could be his Torah, but it's in Shemaya. But now it's put into a place where it's muddied and sullied, and it has to fight a very big uphill battle to attain Tahara. Once it's put into a book, that's why a person doesn't want to be born. The Shomu would rather stay in the place where it's Tahara, but Hashem says not right. You gotta go into a book, and then it's like throwing a beautiful diamond into the mud. The diamond is Tahara, then it's thrown into the mud, and then someone has to do the work of cleaning it off and making it shine again, and that's the work of, that's how it works in this world. But he's not up to that yet. He's up to that, but the Marishim would have attained the shleimus, would have polished the diamond more and more, shone brighter and brighter, would have given birth a little diamond block, and they would all be perfect, but they would all be different level gems. Oh, 2 carat, 3 carat, however you rate gems. They're determined. The Sharu, Melphonovis Barashmo, they're all determined and decreed how much there will be. Shiorim, Madregos, Miuchados, different levels, as I said. There's 4th grade Shleimos, 5th grade Shleimos, 6th grade Shleimos, Hashem. Covering all the bases of Shleimus. And Pirish, there would also be 2 major categorizations, Shi'iyah and Roshiyah, but it's Poland. There would be primary, like the kids are like roots and branches, he said, in the same way, like trees and branches, this primary people, that's how Hashem made the breeze. Just like he made a tree, and the sun, there's a one part of the tree that's a root, and one part of the tree that's a branch. So that's how people would have been to Abraham, or Shia, but in Paulin, it would be heads, and it would be, those connected to the heads, Shorosh and Barnosen, so he describes it in the next two words, it would be roots and branches. Nimshachim Zach, as I ever say, the Yuchad, everything to complete the perfection of the world, however many people are supposed to have the world be perfect. And again, Hashem doesn't do anything superfluous, so every person that's born has a role to fulfill, so the piece of perfection that he's supposed to accomplish. Kihilano is not a plant like trees and their branches. Well, Vispara Ilanos and Vispara Anotim, how many trees are there going to be in the world? How many branches are there going to be? How many leaves? I call Mashiach B'Tachlis HaDikur. We don't know. Hashem knows what the Shleimus HaBriya needs, how many Neshamas have to come into the world. Even now, I think it's quite famous when the Gemara says, "Ain't that David Paul? Achiyichu kol neshamos shabuguf." Place in Shemayim called Guf, where the neshamos are stored, and that has to end beyond before Mashiach could come. Let's assume Mashiach is synonymous with perfection, and so again, a certain amount of people have to be born. There's going to be a certain amount of cheese, a certain amount of Indians, a certain amount of branches, a certain amount of roots. And there's no more struggle. You're not looking at the life we need now. It's not struggle. It's like everything's perfect, and now it's just people are being born, and they are perfect, and they're perfect by different madrigas. There's no more bechira. I don't know if it's bechira anymore. I don't know. Everything's been perfected by the Marishan. I think the rule is the sadness. However, this it sounds as good as true, because it is. Rei Becheto, he said, Yorad Maholi Madrigasa. He fell a deep fall, like Humpty Dumpty, a big fall. V'nichlal bo, in achoshech, or achirus, shir vado, he is now muddy and sullied, and a great deal of darkness. Darkness blocks out Elikus, blocks out spirituality, blocks out Hashem. Darkness, achirus, muddiness, where the chomer, taivus, more like an animal. And the animal part of him now out of his gavrus. How much is Liel? And the Meila Uklala Minu Anushi Yoravi Madrigaso. So mankind now fell. The Omav Madrega Shvalim Ol, and then now is on this lower level. Filthy Rabuya as is no longer worthy as is. The Meila Haroma Hamitzchish Yashadim Lava Rishona. As is, the person now can't just step into perfection. And that's what he explains. Person now has to die, has to undergo difficulties, has to undergo nisyonos, and the guf has to decompose and break apart. It's no longer it's all there is that spark of potential to ultimately climb back to be the way Ozim Arishan was. We'll call that Olam Haba. Right? When you're perfect, then you step into Olam Haba. But, so all there is now is a spark of potentiality. It's not actual. The person as is now, like I said, the person has to die, has to undergo difficulties, has to undergo nisyonos, has to struggle with his Yetzer Hara, struggle with his base nature of animalistic desires. The struggle to keep the Torah, to keep mitzvahs. Everything was a struggle. Things got worse. We got into gullus. We don't have the inspiration of a Hamikdash anymore. It's a mess. It takes the whole of history is to put back the shattered pieces of the freedom. And right now, the person is not worthy of this high madrega, which was going to be its asset, its future. Now, the potential is there, but it's a long road to actualize that potential. It's like right now, it's not there. Like I said, it has to be Nisa, the person has to die. What the person is ready for as is now, what mankind is ready for as is now, much, much lower madrega. And now children are being born deeply flawed. So that's the nature of being born. That's the nature of talagos, right? The original source, the tree, has a certain flaw. So now all the branches that are born have that flaw. Kulam madrega shola hazos shosu chayim. Long the mavel became. But as I said, that potential, that spark is still there. The spark that says that a person has an ability ultimately, someday, some way, to climb back and be like Adam Arishon. Kodam Achet. Yom Abba became the Chodom, the Himotzi, Bechal Madregas, Hamin Hanushi, Itzasha Roshu, Amiti, his true root, his true, like the way things are supposed to be. That didn't dissipate, it didn't disappear, it didn't evaporate. It's there, it's buried on the mounds and mounds of dirt and mud and schmutz. But that spark is still there. Bechina El Yonah, Mena Bechina Shaya Min Azeh Ol Bezman Tokulo. That level, the potential is there. Whatever was there in this man for Kula, when he said, well, on this, the Marisha Lagamri. He didn't lose that totally. He lost it maybe in the world, in the actual world, in the world he's living in, but he always maintained that potential that he could somehow, someday get back there. So, Yuchaloshu, I'm a great way to learn. I will live to the pile. In actuality, in reality, in Madrega Hashvala, the low level, Uba Bechina Kochonis, which Mamash means potential, El Madrega Hoel Yom, Vihine, and now children are being born. Nosan Oba Parachulas Neatolodos Ahen Shanim Bosal Zman, like in the beginning of history, of God Marisha Schait, he's no longer in Gan Eden. That's a Bechira. She is chasku v'yishtadlu l'halus alos min ha-madrego ha-shvola v'losan atzlom v'madrego el-yoma. Hashem said to everybody, you could climb back and you could get back to the madrego el-yoma. Now he's going to ultimately say that Avraham Avinu did that. Now Avraham Avinu did not attain the madrego of Avraham Marish called the Mahed. We know that. We know that Avraham Avinu died. We know that. Although the Mepharshim don't speak this out, I'm speaking out. The Ramchal does not mean that they have the ability to manage to go back and be like other Mepharshim called the Machay. There was only one short 40-day period when people were like, oh, the Marisha got the Machet, and that was after Mount Torah, before the Ego, right? And that was, there was not there, they weren't going to die anymore. Chayrus be Malachamovas, and then they messed up with the Ego. But no one's going to say, Avraham Avinu was like that. Avraham Avinu was not. So he must mean the ability to actualize the potential. By living life in Olam Hazeh the way it's supposed to be lived. So we go to Gan Eden, maybe we undergo a little tikkun in Gehenna, maybe we undergo a little tikkun in the Yisurim we have, and then we step up and we go into Olam Habah. What we know as Kol Yisrael is the tale of Olam Habah. But what he's saying is that the Talmud of the Marishon always were able to have the Bechira to get back to the Madrega El Yonah. He doesn't mean in this world. He's still going to die. Because Avraham Avinu did reach that. He died. So he means they have the ability to climb back after undergoing all the processes that it takes. But the non-Jew can't even do that. I'm jumping ahead just to give an idea of what we're talking about. Avraham Avinu stepped up and did it. He attained this high Madrega. Again, it doesn't mean the high Madrega in actuality, because we see he died. I mean, nowhere does it say that he was like a liberation cutter of hate. But it means he actualized his potential that he was going to die and undergo certain tikkun, and he's going to go to Olam Haba. And we have that, and that's why Kol Yisrael Yesh Hamchelet, Olam Haba. But that's all he means. The loss of Matzah Madrego Hel Yonah, eventually, we're going to get to the Madrego Hel Yonah. Nehiyahu had his mouth lifted up, and there was a time in history that people could step forward and say, I'm going to, and be perfect enough that they are on that road to, what they call it, Olam Haba. The road of what the Norwegian called the Machet, which I'll call Olam Haba. They're on that road. Hashem made a tkufa in history. You like to say the tkufa was from other Norwegians being chased out of Gan Eden until the Dor HaFlaga. That's what he's going to say. That's when anybody could have stepped forward and been perfect enough in their actions, in their tzveikus Hashem, whatever it takes, to say, oh, this guy and his descendants are going to have that Nekuda Sashleimus, I'll call it, like other Marishim called the Machay. They're not going to actualize it in this world because everything's messed up, but they have the ability to climb back into it. Like I said, like what we call getting into Olam Haba. That's what I am reasonably certain Ramchal means. Because Avraham Avinu doesn't mean that Mamashi becomes like other Marishim called the Machay. Well, maybe by this he means life. This is life. You live 120 years. There's a time when you could choose to attain this perfection. No, it's like the proof of history. Now, there are my shamanetas, I told one of the Shneem, I see my shamanetas from Madrega, but keep it in the old Labo. Now we have a specific amount of time where we could actualize our potential for Olam Haba. We say, call this only a potential for Olam Haba, but we could mess up. So we have our lifetime of Olam Hazeh to get there, to be Zohar to that. And there, when Hashem was going to choose who was going to be the father, the head of such a movement of people who are going to be born with an inner shleimus that they could more easily actualize it and attain that potential of Olam Haba, of perfection, mamish, because it can't be everybody anymore. If Adam Arishon wouldn't have been Chote, it would have been everybody, it would have been all his descendants. But he was Chote. And now Hashem is saying, who's going to step up to the plate and become like a pseudo Adam Arishon called the Machet? Or going to be a potential Adam Arishon called the Machet? But there's only an amount of time. I'm not giving forever. And I'm not waiting. Just like a person in his lifetime, in her lifetime, has their lifetime to do what they got to do. So Hashem said, the sweep of history, I'm giving the time limit. And he says an interesting sentence. Very, to me, it's a fascinating sentence. He says, so that amazing sentence. I'm not even sure like that. The profundity of it is like very deep. Anything that you have to work to attain has a time limit. So from a manager's perspective, that's a very practical sentence. Because if you don't give a time limit, nothing ever gets done. Right? In art school, we have deadlines. If we wouldn't have deadlines, as Ladowitz Allah Shalom used to say, you know, without deadlines, he says he never had an author write a book that he didn't have to rip it out of his hands and send it to the publisher. everybody is like tweaking it, bettering it, and working on it, polishing it. Nothing ever gets done.
The non-Jews don't have the same potential that the Jews have for Olam HaBa. No, definitely not, but he's going to talk about they also have a chesed Olam HaBa, because Hasidim also Olam do. He's going to explain all of that, but they're not Jewish, but they're not Abraham's descendants. They actually have the ability to be adopted by Avraham Avinu and become his descendants, and that's called what? Yep, they can become Gerim, and that's Avraham is Av Hamon Goyim, and that's the equivalent of being adopted. Avraham's descendants get a free pass at the potential. We all have to actualize it. Eilu she'ein lehem chelik olam haba, the Mishnah of Sanhedrin says. It's a mess up. We don't step into it. We're not. Because other Marishim was Chote. Like, if other Marishim wouldn't have been Chote, everything would have been perfect down the line. That's why I don't think I can take the Ramchal literally when he says everybody can become on that same Madrega Yom as other Marishim. We can't. He means ultimately we can get to Olam Haba, and we can get to Olam Haba by being perfect. And there was a time to do that in history, and he's going to ultimately say again, jumping ahead, just to make it real. Avraham Avinu was the one that stepped forward. Avraham Avinu was alive at the time of Dor HaFlaga. He wasn't all that old. He was only 48, I believe, at the time of Dor HaFlaga. But Hashem gave him time. Just like we have a time, my lifetime, it could be 120 years, it could be, I don't know, people with less, maybe a person who lived more than 120 years, I don't know. But there's a time. So there was a time level and time limit in history for someone to step forward and say, I have perfected, not to step forward and volunteer, but to say to someone, you have perfected yourself enough that you will now, you have enough perfection in you that now you and your descendants will be able to attain that perfection. Non-Jews, that's descendants of Avraham. Non-descendants of Avraham are able to attain a certain level of perfection, but not the one Avraham Avinu and his descendants have. And there's always the ability, which is going to say, that, like I say, you can't be Avraham's descendant, you can choose to be adopted by Avraham. Avraham Avinu will adopt anyone that wants to be adopted. Right? Av Hamon Goyim. He will be the father of the whole world. Everybody wants to be adopted. That's what it is. They become his legal descendants. And that's halachically a very strong thing. That's what they could say, Lokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. A ger could say, Lokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. Because he has been legally adopted. And Hashem gave that ability. Right? So everybody to join in this wonderful gift that Hashem gave. Okay. But now let's get back and go follow history again. But this is an amazing sentence. The end of paragraph Bays, I don't know if any of you ever have a safer. I think this last sentence in paragraph Bays is so profound that I don't understand the depth of it. Koma shehu ishtadlus, whatever takes effort, anything that involves effort, tzora shehi lokvul, has to have a time frame. I'll tell you, like, a manager understands that, but that's only a very pragmatic. That's very pragmatic. Ramchal means it conceptually, philosophically, intellectually. Like, only, I guess because only Hashem is above time, and Hashem is naturally perfect, so things that are naturally perfect have no gvul. Olam Haba has no time limit. Olam Haba is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I just ran out of breath, but it's even more than that, right? It's forever, mamish. But anything where you're struggling, where you're working to attain something, so that's not a natural outgrowth of Hashem, so to speak, so that has to be limited. It's like you're saying everything is under the sway of time, except things that wouldn't need ishtadlus, which means like perfection. Once you're up there, so Olam Haba. Torah is limitless. Olam Haba is limitless. Hashem is, of course, limitless. And when we get into Olam Haba, that is Hashem, we become limitless. Ruchni is limitless. I spoke about it to Shemos or something like that. Ruchni is limitless. Kashmius is limitless.
But we do have a whole lifetime to attain that. Even
but that's all we have.
Okay,
I don't want to depress anybody, you know. You know, the day I became my 60th birthday was very depressing. It means I'm in the second half of my life already. Even if
middle age.
Even if you go to the 120, but you know, you're. Paragraph Gimel. It gets even more complicated, like everything else. This also will be Sharoshi Ba'anfi. I jumped ahead. So I said Avraham Avinu did it, now his descendants are going to have it. But he's establishing that principle now, that the Chachmah Elyona saw fit that that Hishtadlus will have roots and branches. Not everybody will have to struggle the same to become a root, to plant it l'chatchila. There will be the phenomenon of branches where you grow, and that means the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Pirush yeh b'tchilas mana hishtadlus l'sharoshim shebetolotos. In the beginning, when this starts, there will be roots. And then this potential perfection will be on the branches that grow out. Behind you, in other words, Yaminu Anushi Kulo, Yitzor Hadayim Shehikba, and Yonu Karo, and the Yasukam and Akokulem Shehdi Yubo. There has to be a tikkun of all the mess ups that there are and war. Will be Seder Haragroga, Yineho Yeroi Shehikbu, Barishona. Shoroshayim v'roshayim, first the roots, Shul Tolus Odom, Lamo the Madrega v'sukenes, they have to become like perfect or as close to perfection as is possible without Misa, without undergoing anything. The Yamdu Bohem v'atfeim, now their descendants will have that also. The Anothim Yimosh v'tomer achar shoresh, the branches will always have the qualities of the root. So the roots, so someone has to be a root. Someone has to attain such perfection that he's able to be mashpia on all of his tolodos, on all of his anothim, and that's how perfect he has to be, that it's going to go over almost genetically to all of his descendants. Okay, we'll stop here. This is exciting. Okay. Okay, she got it.